So as you perceive things, you are now inhabiting two dimensions. One is the dimension of form, which is all around you, continuously fluctuating. And they may be outer forms or they may be inner forms as emotions, thoughts. And the other dimension is the dimension of the formless consciousness, pure consciousness, pure awareness. The other is the dimension of the object consciousness, things. So you inhabit the dimension of the manifested without being lost in it. Because you also dwell in the unmanifested. You dwell in the realm of stillness. And even if at first the spaces of stillness don't last for very long, it's good enough. 3 seconds of looking at a flower with no thought is good enough. And as you become aware of there's not only the flower, I'm naming it now, but the awareness is not the naming. You become aware of the flower and you become aware of the field of awareness or the stillness. And this looks like a dualistic thing, but it isn't. It only becomes dualistic when we speak about it. When you speak about becoming aware of awareness, it looks like two things. Aware of awareness. But that's only because of we are using language which has a subject and an object in a sentence. What is really happening is self-awareness. You're becoming aware. Awareness is becoming aware of itself. So that is the dimension, and it's hard to talk about that. And in a way, the author of the Tao Te Ching is right when he says at the beginning of this book of wisdom, the Tao Te Ching, if you can speak about it, that's not it. So it's not, the words have to be seen as for what they are, just pointers. So this is a beautiful practice here. Walk around wherever you are, sit, stand, lie, walk. Be aware of yourself as the aware presence, as the stillness in which everything is seen and heard. And so you become like a little child. It's not for nothing that Jesus said, you must become as little children if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, what he is pointing to, and he's not saying exactly that, it's always just an approximation. It does not mean you return to that state, because there's only that quality that a little child has in whom the conceptual reality has not yet developed. And when that little child in whom the accumulation of words and concepts in the mind has not happened yet, that little child looks at the universe, and you sometimes can see it when you see a 1-year-old, 1.5, before language takes possession of their minds, the way they look is thoughtless awareness. And then they smile at you. There's the pure joy of being. And you can see that which shines through is magnificent. And then gradually the veil descends, because the child is programmed to ask, the mind of the child is programmed to ask, Daddy, what's that? And then Daddy says, that's a tree. And then the mind says, tree, tree, that's tree. Next time the child sees a tree, that open, complete openness is no longer quite as open. Because then the child looks at the tree and then the mind says, oh, tree. And 2 years, 3 years later,